Professions suffered by its predecessors. Professions suffered by its predecessors. Professions suffered by its predecessors. Professions suffered by its predecessors.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you to our series Professions of Pious Predecessors Rahimahumullah Ta'ala. You are watching the fourth episode of this beautiful series. Let's start this episode by listening to an excellence of reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. The beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam has stated, Undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal has appointed an angel to my grave who has been granted the ability to hear the voice of every creature. Hence, whoever recites Salat upon me until the day of judgment, that angel presents to me that person's name along with his father's name and says, so and so has recited Salat upon you this time. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. How fortunate indeed is the Salat reciter that his name along with his father's name is presented in the blessed court of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. This point is also to be noted, and it's a very faith enlightening point, that the blessed angel appointed to the most sacred grave has been granted such a great power and ability of hearing that he can even listen the extremely slow voice of millions of Salat reciters across the world. So imagine, dear viewers, when this is the hearing power of someone appointed to the blessed tomb for carrying out services, then what will be the greatness and eminence of the greatest Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam? Why will he Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam not recognize his devotees? And why would he Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam not help them after listening to their pleas with the permission of Allah Almighty? Aur koi ghaib kya tumse niha ho bala jab na khuda hi chupa tum pe karoron durood main qurban is adaye dastgiri par mere aqa madad ko aa gaye jab bhi pukara ya rasulullah sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching the series Professions of Our Pious Predecessors, Rahimahumullah Ta'ala. And our topic for today is the profession of Sayyidina Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and his source of income. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Before listening to this episode, make sure you make some good intentions so that you gain more and more sawab while you're listening to this episode. Firstly, make the intention that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. This is the most important intention, and you should make this intention whenever you're doing any good deed, that you will gain the pleasure of Allah through this good deed. And also, make the intention that whatever you hear in this episode, whatever you learn from this episode, that you will try to memorize it and share the knowledge with your friends and family. Also make the intention that you will listen to this episode from the start till the very end. And whenever you hear Sallu al-Habib, you will recite Durood upon the Holy Prophet. And whenever you hear Tubu ilallah, you'll say Astaghfirullah. Sallu al-Habib, Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, one point that we are trying to highlight through this series is earning risk-e-halal. That is lawful sustenance. Islam persuades its followers to earn livelihood through fair means, and Islam values their struggle for risk-e-halal. That is lawful sustenance. The pious predecessors, rahimahullah ta'ala, also chose a lawful source of income. the second Khalifa of Islam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is also one of such personalities. Sources of income of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, also include sharing of produce, that is, muzara'at. It is stated in Sahih Bukhari that Sayyidina Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, entered into an agreement of sharing of produce with people in this way, that when he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, would bring the seeds himself, he would get half share of the produce of land, and if they bring the seeds, they would get so and so amount of produce. Moreover, leather business was also one of the sources of income of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is stated that Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, used to do leather business. And he also started grazing the camels of the tribe Bani Makhzum along with his father's camels. Once he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, passed by the place of grazing of his camels, he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, I used to graze my father's camels in this very valley. Authentic history and tourism books hardly bring any piece of information about the business trips of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In a book, it is mentioned that only one mercantile caravan of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was leaving for Syria. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are listening to the sources of income and the profession of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let's listen to some blessings of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, about earning. Number one, he says that learn skill because you will need it soon. Another saying is that the source of income that is rather inferior is better than begging from people. If there is no trade, that is sale and purchase, you will become dependent on others. Keep your head up, your path is clear. Excel in the virtuous deeds. Do not become a burden on the Muslims by being dependent on them. Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, also stated, none amongst you should give up the search for his sustenance and pray like this, O Allah, bestow sustenance upon us, because you know that gold and silver do not shower from the heavens. There's another saying of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when I like any young man, I ask people if he does any piece of work. If the people say no, he falls from grace before me. Allahu Akbar. Another saying of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu is, one who trades in anything three times and does not gain any profit from it, then he should engage himself in any other work. Allahu Akbar. These are the pearls of wisdom from Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, in this episode we covered the sources of income of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And at the end we also heard some blessings of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu about earning. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us all to earn lawful sustenance with good intentions. At the end we make dua that may Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to earn lawful sustenance with good intentions. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Rameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we'll be back with another episode. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Professions suffered by his predecessors. Profession suffered by his predecessors. Profession suffered by his predecessors.